The Gemara says in Daf Chavtasim Beis brings down a machlekes if you could be shinin kemach miyamtiv. It says Tanar Banan ain't shinin kemach miyamtiv. You can't be shina the flower and yamtiv mishum repabis or b'yidim m'ser. Amu shinin, you could be shina. What does it mean to be shina? Shina means that if you already sifted the flour and erev yamtiv, you cannot go ahead and sift it again on yamtiv. You want to make it even finer. You can't do that on yamtiv because you could have done it yesterday. But the other tanaim hold that you could shine him, and because it's not such a tircha and it's not a real act of bayir. So the lashon of Rashi is ain shining kamach. He says kamach she rikdoi me asmol. Ready, we're miraculous it yesterday. Uvalo shanoisa benapi. You want to do it again? Ain shining. You can't do it because you could have done it yesterday. Another Tana says shining deleket tircha, but tircha. There's no tircha. But davar anira shazui pam shniyav ainzek miraculous livra. People see it's just an extra birur. It's not a big tircha, and it's not like a normal miraculous when you're trying to be bayir the eichel from the psalah. So the lashon over here the Rashi uses to describe the malacha of bayir, of being mevayir and taking the eichel from the psalus is called merakid. Why is it called merakid? So this is a lashon used in the Mishnah Shabbos in Daf and Gimel. One of the lamatas malachas is hamerakid, and the Gemara there explains that merakid is similar to bayir. It's a malacha which is bayir the eichel mitoch psalus. When you put the flour in the sieve and you shake it around, it looks like the whatever's in there is dancing, and therefore it's called hamerakid. So merakid is a malacha like bayir of taking the eichel mitoch psalus. And based upon this, the Chiddush Harem is Mazbe, the whole Indian of Rikudim that we have in our Avedis Hashem, Rikudim that we're going to dance with Hashem, and Simchas Torah, Rikudim, any Rikudim of Mitzvah, what's Indian of being Merakin? What does it mean? Why do we dance with our body? Why is it enough to sing, to daven? What's this Indian of putting our whole body into it and dancing? The Chiddush Harem is Mazbe, that it's called Rikudim from the same Lashon of Merakin. Just like the Malacha Merakin is being Mevar, the Eichel from the psilus, you take the eichel and leave the psilus. That's what rikudim of a mitzvah is. When we dance, we're taking the eichel, we're taking the ikar, the adam, the neshama, the ruchnias, and leaving the psilus, leaving the gashmias, leaving the chataim, and we're mamash doing a malacha of bayra. That's what rikudim shal mitzvah is. And during rikudim, when a person davens and a person learns, he's just dealing with his neshama, with his ruchnias. The guf is not necessarily involved. But when you're merakid, you take your guf, you put your guf into it as well, and that's an act of being merakid. It's an act of taking the ikar, leaving the tafel, taking the ruchnias, and leaving the gashmias, leaving the chataim. That's what we're doing when we dance on Simchas Torah. It's an act of taking the eichel and the ikar and leaving the psilus, especially after the tkufa of the Yom Nerayim, where we worked with Avedis HaTshuva to remove our chataim and do tshuva in our chataim. So we got rid of them, but they're still around. They're still there. And now comes the last step that we do is we're being merakid. We're taking the eichel out of the psilus. We want to just take what's good, take the ruchnias, take the neshama of the person, leave the chataim, leave the psilus, leave it down. That's what we're doing in the Avedah of the Rikudim and Simchas Torah. We should be zaychet to dance properly, to be bayir the eichel mitoch psilus. Everyone should have a great yontif.